You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Bulls have staged a tough fight today and helped market cut losses, and the Nifty has ended above 11,450. These will be among the big headlines that we'll be following. My name is Rakesh, you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
A good recovery in the last hour helped the market close with shallow cuts. The Sensex managed to recover about 250 points from its low point, while the Nifty shed about 70-odd points from its low points. Both indices closed in the red. A combination of the weak rupee as well as high crude oil prices weighed on sentiment on Dalal Street as investors rushed to sell stocks through the afternoon. However, a recovery in index heavyweights in the last hour helped benchmarks erase losses. The Indian currency touched a record low of 71.97 against the American dollar before seeing a pullback of around 12 paise. Higher crude prices is one of the key reasons behind the rupee's fall. Along with it, there are worries over fiscal deficit as well as a widening current account deficit, that is CAD. Increase in government spending due to this being an election year is also weighing on sentiment. There are fears among participants of the currency hitting 75 per dollar as well, went on to say AK Prabhakar, head of research at IDBI Capital, to Money Control. Meanwhile, higher crude oil prices were also on the higher side as supply issues dominated queues on this front. A hurricane in the US, along with supply threats from Iran on the back of upcoming sanctions, also dented sentiment. Brent crude prices had almost touched $80 a barrel. The recovery in the markets was led by automobile names, courtesy a good rally in Tata Motors. The stock rallied after its August JLR sales were stellar and helped in boosting auto names. There was a recovery in the metal segment as well, while pharmaceuticals, the sole gainer through the morning and afternoon, strengthened its position to end in the green. The Nifty Pharma and Metal Index were higher by 1%. Among the broader markets, the mid-caps managed to end the day with a fall of around 0.3%. It had declined over 1% in the morning. At the close of market hours, the Sensex was down 139.61 points, or 0.37%, to close at 38,018.31, while the Nifty was down 43.3 points, or 0.38%, at 11,477. The market breadth was negative, as 1,053 shares advanced against a decline of 1,680 shares, while 180 shares remained unchanged. Yes Bank, Vedanta and Hindalco were the top gainers, while HUL, that is Hindustan Unilever, Kotak Mahindra and Bharti Infratel, have lost the most. Experts Money Control spoke to also recommend to look at the brighter side of things coming out of the day's move. Sanjeev Bhasin, who is the EVP of Markets and Corporate Affairs at IIFL, went on to say, and I quote, "The RBI is caught in the noise and letting the rupee have a free fall. With $400 billion of reserves, there should be some action to instill confidence. The market, on the other hand, has shown extreme resilience. As such, it was very top-heavy earlier, and this kind of a correction is inevitable. Amazon has hit a $1 trillion market cap, and we could be looking at stories in India, which will hit $100 billion next," unquote. As usual, in the second part of the podcast, we take stock of some stocks that made all the news. Shares of Sunil High-Tech Engineers fell as much as 5% on news reports that the infrastructure firm is likely to be put under insolvency proceedings. Shares of Tata Motors rose 1.3% as the company's Jaguar Land Rover sales increased by 66% and 2% in the UK and US, respectively. Tata Motors' August JLR UK sales was 66% up at 3,444 units against 2,077 units in the same month last year. Shares of Varroc Engineering slipped 2.3% even though the company reported marginally better numbers for the quarter ended June on a year-on-year basis. The company's quarter 1 FY19 consolidated net profit was up 2.1% at 100.4 crore rupees against 98.4 crore rupees in the same quarter last fiscal. The Ministry of Corporate Affairs meanwhile has initiated an inquiry against L&T Finance Holdings, Treehouse Education, DB Realty and at least a dozen other companies to find if the companies have used the money raised through IPOs strictly for the purposes mentioned in their prospectuses, a source told Money Control. L&T Finance Holdings closed 1.9% lower and Treehouse Education ended 4.6% lower. And finally, a quick look at Dalal Street equivalents from the rest of the world. Asian markets were, of course, shut for the day. The Nikkei 225 of Japan was down 0.51%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng had taken a beating there, down 2.61%. Shanghai Composite of mainland China down 1.68% and Singapore down 1.69%. The equity markets in Asia were negative, the way I said, after there was a weak handover from Wall Street. Facebook and Nike led losses there. Nike has chosen Colin Kaepernick as its brand ambassador, and Colin Kaepernick was famously a football player who took a knee during the national anthem, and that has led to some sentiment among American customers that it is an affront to their patriotism, and that may explain why Nike stocks suffered today. Meanwhile, markets in Europe have been lower as well as investors continue to be worried about global trade war fears. The pan-European Stock 600 at the time of my saying this is down 0.54%, Britain's FTSE 100 down 0.34%, Germany's DAX down 0.48% and France's CAC down 0.76%. Well, hopefully all the lessons learned on Dalal Street today were of a good variety, because there is nothing like a bad lesson, really. You take something away from every opportunity. What do we call it? A teaching moment. A very happy Teacher's Day one more time. And of course, see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down Dalal Street and some stocks for you to pick. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us. And do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and a super smart investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.